This is the Action Movie Guys Podcast, bringing you action movie reviews from across the decades, plus box office numbers and insight like never before. And now, your hosts of the Action Movie Guys Podcast, Alex and Nate.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to episode number 58 of the Action Movie Guys Podcast. I'm your host, Nate, and as my co-host,
Alex Figueroa.
And this episode, we're going to be talking about a little 80s movie, a little Sylvester Stallone flick called Tango and Cash. Now, Alex, I'll be up front with you. When I watched this 2 days ago for this review, I didn't remember any of this movie. I was pretty sure I saw it, but also, I felt like this was the first time I ever saw it. How about you?
Yo, dude, I texted you while I was watching and said, dude, I don't remember none of these things at all.
I don't remember a single one of these things. Yeah. I don't even know what's going on here. So this is essentially, lucky for you guys, essentially a first-time watch for us in our brains, at least. I know I have seen this. I just didn't remember this. I don't know. But before we get into the review, please, if you are watching us on our new YouTube channel right here at Action Movie Guys Podcast, make sure you go ahead, like the video, subscribe to the channel. You're going to be getting all our past episodes as well as all the future episodes. Leave a comment down below. Do you like Tango and Cash? Let us know how you score it. And if you're listening on the go, always make sure you have the auto download on. That way you get the new episodes. We do two per week. So every week you get two episodes. And then sometimes we're going to have bonus episodes for you when we do the franchise ranking. So make sure you have it so that you get the downloads automatically. All right. Before we get into our scoring here, let's go ahead and go over some box office and some critical score. Now, I have no idea how much this made. I don't, at least some of the other movies like Matrix, you know, they're 2000s. At least I was there, you know, like, I went to the theater. I remember seeing people. I was 2 years old when this movie came out. I have no idea how much this might have made. This is going to be a total shot in the dark. So if I have to guess, I think Tango and Cash made $47 million. I don't think it was a huge, huge box office hit. My logic is there's only one of them. There's never a sequel. So I think it made $47 million. That's what I'm going to say.
All right. Let's see if you're right. Well, you're wrong. Domestic, okay. It was $63 million on a budget. And there was no international. Worldwide was $63 on a budget of $54 million. So
it only made $9 million. That's why there's no sequel.
Pretty much.
Plus with marketing, it probably made nothing. Maybe they should have released it in, you know, overseas. Rambo was huge, right? Stallone, like overseas. Yeah. Rambo was like, what are they doing? Who was this? Is Warner Brothers. So, you know how we feel about them. All right. Critics. Now, Alex, this is a movie that neither of us remembered, so we have nothing to go off here. Again, unlike The Matrix, there's no previous movie for us to guess. What do you think this got as far as critic score and audience score?
I'm gonna stick with the 30s on this one because this smells like 30. I'm gonna go with 32.
Okay.
Because I went 33 with Matrix 3 and I got that off by 2. So I'm gonna go with I'm gonna stick around that range. I'm gonna go 32. 33 wasn't lucky. So I'm going to go 32.
Okay.
Audience? Ooh, a whopping 29.
Oof, 29. You said people hate this movie. All right. So critics, close, 30% on the nose. 30% exactly. Audience, a little bit off. It is a 52% for audiences. So not bad. Just over half of them enjoyed it. Half the people who saw it. But the one thing you should know by now, 58 episodes into the show, is that we don't care what the critics or the audience has said. We are the audience. Myself and Alex are the only audience that you are here to listen to give our opinions. So here's our scoring criteria. Of course, as always, lead character, or in this case, characters, main villain, storyline, action scenes, and total points. Those are the five criteria we always score on. So we're going to do it again here. Tango and Cash, 1989. Alex, lead actors are, of course, Sylvester Stallone and Kurt Russell, and they are playing the titular Tango and Cash. What did you think?
All right. They had great chemistry, right? They were good on screen together. Again, like the Lethal Weapons, they both had great, not more like Danny Glover and Mel Gibson. They were more believable. This one, to me, was very over the top for some reason. Didn't feel as, like, when I mean chemistry, like, they were great together, but they didn't flow together. I don't know if you understand what I mean. Like, it was just,
yeah,
there's something there. Maybe when you do yours, maybe you could knock it there. But look, for me, honestly, did I enjoy them together? Absolutely. They're two huge action stars. Everyone loves Stallone. I'm a huge Stallone fan. I love Kurt Russell. So it's great seeing two of your favorite action heroes on screen together. But when it comes to these characters, we're not judging them by their careers. We're judging them by the characters they are playing. So with that, I gave them a 3.5. I liked it. I thought they were good, but they were not great and they were not perfect. So
okay, I somewhat agree. I slightly higher than you, barely half a point. I gave him a 4. I'll tell you why. I do love Kurt Russell myself as well. I'm a big Kurt Russell fan, and I like Stallone. He's not like my favorite like action star, but I do like a lot of his movies. You know, there's a lot I haven't seen still in his filmography, just because I don't seek him out like that. But I do like his work. But I liked him in this because it was very different than a lot of his other roles. You know, right from the bat, the way he's talking, he's kind of like, so you would think in a movie like this, it might be the other way around as far as the roles. Like Stallone, especially if you've seen like Cobra, remember we reviewed Cobra back in Christmas time. He's usually the very tough guy, macho, machismo guy, right? And in this, that's more Kurt Russell, except wild, right? Tango is like, he's like, they say in the movie, they're like making fun of him because he dresses like a banker and he's, you know, he's very buttoned up. And he's like, sir, blah, blah, blah. He kind of talks like this. There's some weird, you know, like talking like that. And I thought it was interesting. I thought it was different for him. So I found it entertaining because at least he wasn't doing the same exact shtick that he's done, you know, in a lot of other movies. He was still tough. Don't get me wrong. He's not like a pushover guy, but he's not playing the super macho man type character, which I appreciated. And Kurt Russell, he does fit in this role. Think like Overboard, except he's a cop, right? He's kind of messy. He's kind of sloppy. He's real goofy. He's funny, real funny. I like their banter with each other because they're like pretty much rivals without, you know, being official rivals. They don't really like each other and they're forced to work together. I had a good time. I gave him a 4. All right. Now, villain. Now, the main villain in this is played by Jack Palance. I'm going to be honest with you. I don't like the way Jack Palance acts. And I don't know if this is a hot take or if this is an unpopular opinion. It seems like an actor who's acting, if that makes any sense. He's not natural in any sort of way. He's very over the top. Maybe that's a good way to put it. And I've never seen a movie with Jack Palance in it where I'm like, wow, I love Jack Palance. He's not my cup of tea. I know he was in, I think he was in the first Batman movie.
Yeah, he was.
And I feel the same way about him. And like, I love Batman, but I don't like, I don't really care for Jack Palance, if that makes any sense. He's not my cup of tea. He's old. He's old in this. He can't fight or do anything like that. He's one of those like overlord type bosses. And if you've listened to the other 57 episodes of this, you guys know that is not my favorite kind of villain. You know, the one who doesn't really do much. He just tells other people what to do. Yeah, I didn't love him. I gave him a 2.
Okay. When it comes to that guy character, I don't like him in this movie. He was he wasn't as much. My man was in the shadows a lot. Remember, there was always the fog. There was fog everywhere this guy went. Like, there was always a fog, and he just like, and I was just like, oh,
why
whatever.
Is it so smoky in this movie?
Yeah, it was weird. I did not like his character. I thought his character was boring. He had nothing, like, they didn't do nothing with his character at all. They just showed, like, he had power. I gave him a 2 also on my score. He sucked in this in this one, to be honest with you.
Fair.
Yeah.
Well, we got the same score, so you know what that means. No arguments from me. All right, let's go to action, which is why we're all here, right? This is the Action Movie Guys podcast.
All right, so in terms of action, this had action. Was it great action? I guess. I guess what you want to call it. I mean, I gave it a 4. I'm not going full-blown 5 on this one. I gave it a 4 in action because it was good. Stallone and Kurt Russell are very great in this department. They're perfect together. Again, this is a movie that I enjoyed them in the action sense. They were very good together. You saw their strengths when it comes to shooting guns and running. And Stallone has this thing in yelling at everything, right? He's like, oh! He jumps from something. He's like, oh! He throws himself. He's like, oh! And I'm like, holy crap. So I enjoy that. I thought that was pretty cool. I love the truck scene in the beginning. That was pretty cool. I love the whole them driving the two trucks, bulldozers,
the construction trucks.
Yeah, those were pretty cool. I thought that was cool. The ending sequence was actually cool. In the prison was funny too, when they were in the prison. I thought that was funny. I thought that was cool. But other than that, I give it a 4.
I will tend to agree with you. I also gave it a 4. Look, there's an abundance of action. I agree. It's not all the best action, but there's a lot of it. So it's entertaining. One thing that must be said is some of the action in this movie is incredibly stupid. I'm looking at you, scene in the freaking little toy dirt, dirt ramp thing where they have that super truck with the guns on it and all that stuff.
Oh.
Like, if you want to talk about a scene that comes out of nowhere and feels like it should not be in this movie, that's the scene. That looks like it should be in a G.I. Joe movie from the 80s. You know what I mean? Like, this nerdy guy, who, by the way, he's hilarious every time he talks.
Hey, hilarious. Guys.
Hey, guys. Why aren't you talking to me anymore, guys? Yeah, he made me laugh. But that scene was it was stupid. I don't care. You know, you would think, oh, a truck. Maybe it was cool at the time. I don't know. But I did not think it was very cool. I thought it was pretty dumb. Everything else I liked. I loved the opening chase with Stallone. I like that each character got like an action scene to introduce themselves. That was cool. The prison fight, though over the top, was entertaining. So yeah, I agree. I gave it a 4 as well. All right. Storyline. So it's like this storyline in this movie is borderline whack. I don't know how else to put it. Like, it's borderline whack. So it is very generic. Two cops forced to work together. Don't like each other. On the run because they were set up. Right? It's a setup. They got to clear their name. That's it. It's easy. I could write this movie. I could write the premise for this movie. I could come up with this idea. Where it gets real stupid is like all the ways that they go about doing everything is like, that's not the way that probably they should do it. Mm. And a lot of convenient stuff happens. I hate convenient stuff. You know, oh, all of a sudden this cop that Kurt Russell knew, right? Like his old boss or Mac. Whatever, his friend. Yeah. Yeah, he's like, just happens to be in the prison this day. And then soon he's going to help them. He just happens to get murdered. Like, come on. This is so like too convenient. I hate stuff like that. You know what I mean? Yeah. It's off screen. They don't even show him really. Like, it's just, he's dead. Mac is dead. It's like, come on. Why was he even there in the first place? The setup is way too easy. Like, why was Kurt Russell randomly seeing this guy going? It was too random and weird. At the same time, it is not offensively bad. That's why I said kind of whack. I'm right in the middle on this thing. Also, I say it for overall. I gave it a 3.
Yeah, it's funny. In terms of storyline, I didn't. It's weird because I do like I said, I love the actors. This storyline is weak as hell. I do understand what they were going with, but for me, it was just flat and it did not work. I gave it a 2.5 because there's not memorable moment. Like if you would go, hey, if you would put me on the spot and say your favorite moment, I would be stuck like a deer in the headlight because there's none for me to go, wow, this is like one scene, you know what I mean? In terms of like even action scenes, like even when we were talking about it, we couldn't go as into it because we kind of forgot the damn action scenes. We just know the premise of the scenes that we enjoyed, but not in depth. You understand what I mean?
And you just watched this today. I just watched it 2 days ago. I don't remember everything that happened.
I don't remember.
And I wasn't drunk. I don't remember everything that happened.
Anyway, look, in terms of the storyline, I thought it was pretty, it was just weaky weak. I gave it 2.5.
Yeah, overall, you go.
That's me. Overall, look, I gave it a 3 for good. It's a good, entertaining movie. It's a fun movie for those of you that like action movies and love these two stars at their prime. It's great. Again, you like their characters. I think if the script was so strong, written-wise, I think it would have been a great franchise to kick off. I think the problem with this movie was the script and the story. A lot of the jokes did not land for me. I was just like, ugh. But there were a lot of funny moments, and I could say that I remember. Like the scene that Kurt Russell's getting his back massaged by Terry Hatcher.
Oh, that was funny.
Stallone is like,
he walks in?
Yeah, he thinks like they're banging each other. I thought that was hilarious. Yeah. I was like, that's funny. Now, the scene that Terry Hatcher is introduced and she's dancing is one of the most funniest and stupid scenes ever. Why would I want to go to a strip joint to see a chick? First of all, clothed. She's clothed, right? And then
clothed.
She's clothed, right? And then she's banging on drum sets. Like, I'm not there to see a hot chick dressed in clothes banging on drums. Yeah, I was like,
if I walked into a place and I saw, and Terry Hatcher, she's very hot. Attractive at this time, okay? Mm-hmm. Very, very attractive. If I walk in there and I see her up on stage with some long pants and she's slapping some electric drums, I'm leaving. I'm like, what is this place? This is terrible. She asked the guy, she's like, hey, Barry, where's my sticks? what do you need sticks for? He gives her drumsticks. And I'm like, what is happening? And she's, bum, ba, da, da, bum, 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 bum. And I'm like, man, what is this? What is this scene? This is what I'm talking about. And what then, is this scene?
And then it gets to the best part. Kurt Russell's running away, and she sees it. And then she's doing the dance steps are awful. Like, it's not even attractive. Like, I would have had to be like, can I have a bottle of whiskey or something just to down this horrible performance?
Just to she's throw
doing,
it at her?
She's doing this. She's
yeah,
like,
just to down it. Yeah. Oh my gosh! Listen. I agree with you. So that's not the only thing. There's two things in this movie that are so unrealistic and dumb, and I don't understand why. Because first of all, this movie's rated R. You didn't have to do this. It's like a very tame kind of scene. You know what I mean? And I'm not saying every movie has to have, you know, nudity or anything. But what I'm saying is, if it fits, it's okay. It makes sense. You could have put it as rated R. It's not a PG movie. But number two, and this was the reason that. Real quick. My overall, same as you. I gave it a 3. But the prison scene. What in the hell kind of... What kind of prison is this? Like, this is supposed to be a prison in America, and it's like an Afghan prison or something. Like, there's, like, fires going off. They're burning the walls. They're throwing paper everywhere. I'm like, who gave these... First of all, who gave these inmates fire?
Yeah.
Who gave these inmates all this stuff? In their prison walls, they got, like, naked pictures of ladies. They got all this stuff. It's so unrealistic. And then as they're going down the hall, I'm going to get you, Tango. I'm going to kill you, Cash. It's like, okay, these two cops arrested every single person in this whole prison. Give me a break. It's like, for any bit of realism they might have, they just, I respect them. They just chuck it out the window. At least they just, it's over the top.
You know what's so funny about that? So when they're showering, right? My wife goes, there's something wrong here. And I'm like, what? She goes, why is Stallone still has his necklace on? She's in prison. And I was like, I guess they forgot. And she goes, but it's gold.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. It doesn't make sense. That scene was kind of funny, though. And he's like, when he's like going to pick up the soap, he's like, when he bends down, he's like, I'm just picking up the soap. Like, don't flatter yourself. So look, I gave it a 3, though, because even though that's very stupid, and it is really stupid, nobody can tell me different. The movie's entertaining. Look, we're talking all this stuff. I laughed.
Mm-hmm.
I laughed intentionally and unintentionally. So I can't get mad at that. You know, like, there was stuff that was supposed to be funny, and it was. And then there's stuff that was maybe not supposed to be, but was also funny, like Terry Hatcher and her drums. This is a thoroughly, thoroughly watchable movie.
Yeah.
That's the best way to describe it. I'm not mad at it. I didn't love it. I don't think it's a great movie. I stop at about pretty good, to be honest. Like, it's pretty good. The two leads are entertaining. They're good actors. Most of the cast is good, except Jack Palance, who I don't care for. I like the other gang leaders, like the Asian guy. I forget his name. He's in everything.
Yeah.
And then, yes, James Hong. That's his name. James Hong just came back to me. And then you have, of course, the Irish guy, right? They were good. I like them. I wish they did more stuff than Jack Palance. But I gave it a 3. It was entertaining. All right. So what's your total score?
My total score is 15 out of 25.
Mine is 16 out of 25. So we were close.
Yeah.
This might be, of all the movies we reviewed, as far as like a movie in this range, this is one of the ones I enjoyed watching more than some of the other ones. You know, for a not great movie, I had a pretty good time watching it. I could see myself watching it again in like 5 years. You know what I mean? Because I don't rewatch movies very close together usually, and be like, hey, this movie's still pretty stupid, but it's kind of a fun time at least. You know what I mean? So yeah, that's Tango and Cash. And this is the first in our Sylvester Stallone month. We got some other stuff coming up. We got a couple of first time watches for me. And so we're going to be watching Judge Dredd this month. We're going to be watching Assassins this month.
I believe
we're watching The Specialist this month.
Oh, that's a good one. Oh.
And we're watching one of my favorites, Demolition Man. I absolutely love Demolition Man.
Yeah.
I cannot wait to rewatch it. That should be fun. And then, of course, we'll be starting our next series, which is the Indiana Jones franchise. So keep an eye out and an ear out for all of those.
So there you have it, guys. Now, if you want to follow Nate over on his Instagram account, check it out. It's Nateflix Reviews. Check out the podcast with him and his friends called Nateflix Movie Reviews. Anything action movie, guys, please head over to levelsofgeeks.com/podcast. That's where we have our audio and video. They're nicely organized for you guys, or if you guys want to take us on the go, please search on Spotify, Apple, or anywhere you listen to your podcast on. Search for Action Movie Guys, and then please subscribe, follow, leave a rating, hit that auto download so every time new audio is out, you guys can listen to it once it's nice and fresh out the box. And then, of course, for those of you on YouTube, please search for us, Action Movie Guys. Hit that subscribe button if you enjoyed this content. And of course, hit the like buttons and then notification. So every time I might just start putting the brand new episodes and then slowly introduce the old ones, and then it'll just catch up. That's the cool thing I like about the YouTube. So I think I'm going to start doing that for you guys. So you get nice to get the audio and video at the same time. It'll be pretty cool. But other than that, the Matrix rankings will be coming out also this week. Later this week, we're going to be doing the Matrix ranking for you guys. So check out for that once it is dropped, coming soon this week. Other than that, I'm your host, Alex Figueroa, and that is
Nate from Nateflix Reviews.
Be awesome to each other and geek out.